Two UN weapons inspectors expelled from North Korea arrived in Beijing today en route to Vienna. The Pyongyang government ordered the expulsions last Friday. Under a 1994 agreement between the United States and North Korea, the inspectors had been monitoring a mothballed facility in North Korea that's capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium. Their departure is a further sign of Pyongyang's intention to resume its nuclear program. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, did the inspectors make any comment on their arrival there?
They've made very little comment at all. They did speak very briefly to journalists. The Lebanese man who came through didn't even give his name. He was accompanied by a Chinese inspector, and he just said he was in transit. He wanted to get back to the IAEA in Vienna as quickly as possible. And I think clearly as this crisis escalates, I think they want to get back and confer very quickly with their seniors in Vienna before they start talking to the press.
Russia is the latest country to condemn North Korea's decision to reactivate its nuclear program. What is China's position at this point in time?
China has said very clearly that it does not want a nuclearized Korean peninsula. But its language, the way it talks about North Korea, is much softer because, of course, there is the history of communist brotherhood between the two sides. So China is stuck in the middle, if you like. It's being courted by the United States to exert its influence on North Korea, and it wants to exert its influence on North Korea. But at the same time, it can't be too sharp in its criticism of Kim Jong-il because it wants to maintain its relationship with Kim Jong-il, even though I think many people and especially many leaders here in Beijing do feel that Kim Jong-il is a real loose cannon and they're very worried about having his regime on their northeastern border.
But how much influence does China have over North Korea these days?
Well, many people in the region think that its influence is waning. If you look at the road that China has taken over the last 15 years, it's very different to the road that North Korea has taken. Some people here in the region talk about China not even being a communist country anymore. And when you live here, you can see those economic and social changes happening all the time. North Korea, on the other hand, has basically kept its head stuck in the sand and has not moved on from the Stalinist days of the Cold War. So that kind of communist brotherhood is waning a little bit, but it should be said that China still does give North Korea a lot of aid. It gives it military and economic aid, and North Korea is still very dependent on that kind of aid because it's such a poor country.
China has a tradition of acting unilaterally in foreign affairs. How much is it being forced to cooperate with its neighbors in East Asia and with the United States in this instance?
Well, I think that's a very interesting and very important part of this current scenario. What we're seeing now, though, is China being drawn out and becoming much more involved in the region. There's a South Korean envoy arriving here in Beijing later in the week. The Chinese are conferring very closely with the Russians and with the Japanese and, of course, with the United States. When you think that 3 years ago and even last year with the spy plane affair, China was really at loggerheads with the United States, and now the U.S. is very much courting Beijing to try to get the Chinese leaders to exert influence on North Korea. I think we're seeing a very big geopolitical change in Northeast Asia, and one that I think a lot of people in the region welcome, which is a more active China.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.